Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Since 2019, the Sacramento Youth Center in the city's Del Paso Heights neighborhood has been serving hundreds of young people, providing resources and support for neighborhood youth ages 14 to 24, offering mentorship and skill-building classes that will help them plan out who they want to be in the future, from basic skills like sewing to vital skills like reading and writing. And now, with the reopening of their Cafe Paso, students can learn to be baristas, giving them valuable work experience while funneling that money made on every drink and bagel sold back into the center itself. Here to tell us more is program specialist Bibi Bahari and office coordinator Veronica Luvisi. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Well, Veronica, I want to start with you. What is the Sacramento Youth Center for those of us who haven't stopped by?
Yeah, so we're actually so much more than a youth center. There's multiple ways that we support youth. So our mission statement is to support Sacramento youth with life-changing tools and unique experiences for a hopeful future. And there's three ways that we do that. So one is via programs, which is where BB works. And that is we offer our eight dimensions of wellness. So that is really like a life skills class. It is all the different kind of facets of your life and how to kind of handle that. And so that you can like make good decisions going forward. I always kind of like to make the comment of it's kind of what you wish school had taught you, but didn't. And then the next way is via our case management. So a youth can sit down directly with one of our case managers. They're peer specialist certified in California, and they can work on some kind of goal. So that can be anything like getting a driver's license, getting into college, you know, stop smoking weed. It doesn't have to be any of those things, but it can be, you know, whatever the youth really needs to help in their life and where they need support in their life. And then the third way is our drop-in center. So our drop-in center is open 12 to 6 every day except for Sunday. It's just a really fun place to hang out. We have video games, tabletop games. There's places to watch movies. There's couches and stuff, art supplies. It's just, you know, a comfortable place for youth to come and hang out and be safe.
Bibi, I understand that you were once a student at the Sacramento Youth Center. Now you are employed by them. What was your experience like as a student?
I have experienced a lot of new experiences with them. Back then, when I was a student, so I've been a student since I was 13 years old, and now I'm 23. And back then, there was no official like Sacramento Youth Center, just the founders, Raquel Shipp and Adam Shipp, where they would come to our school and teach the mentoring classes. They would take us to camping, to ice skating, or just sit down at an ice cream shop and just talk about our goals. And that's basically what I experienced with them, you know, having a place to be at and have someone to show me all these experiences that I wouldn't typically experience as a refugee who didn't speak any English. And now, like, as a mentor, I start doing this work because I want to do the same for other people. I want to give them those experiences that they wouldn't typically have in the neighborhood that we are in.
Yeah, I mean, it not only gave you, like, this unparalleled support during a pretty critical time in your life as a young person, but it also shaped what you want to do professionally as well.
Yeah, definitely. It taught me a lot, you know, communication skills, how to be a mentor. They have taught me a lot. And back then, I didn't really understand because I didn't speak much English. So when they were teaching class, I wouldn't really understand what they were saying. But when I grew up and I learned English, I was like, oh, that's what they meant by credit card. That's what they meant by all those like dimensions and stuff. So yeah, it's really great experience to have.
Now that you're a mentor to young people, you know, and they can relate a lot to you because you were also a student that benefited from the center, what are some of like the main challenges that you're hearing from youth today about how they're navigating the world?
That's a really great question. I mean, there are a variety of challenges that we see all the time, but I majority like work with our refugee population, and language is a really big one right now, which We try to help them every Wednesday. We have an English club class that they could come in from 4:30 to 6, and we just play video games or tabletop games or doing activity to, you know, teach them English. But then other challenges we see is that they don't have a place to be at after school. A lot of students want a really a safe space to be at, and that's also what we offer as our center, to just be there for them. And sometimes they don't even want to talk, they just want you to just sit there with them and just be there, you know. And that's what we do as mentors. We just sit there with them and play games by their side. Yeah, that's some of the things that we've been noticing.
Yeah, Veronica, it seems like something as simple as just sitting with someone. I mean, yeah, you can kind of overlook it, but it can really be a profound experience for someone who might be a little just lonely and wants community.
Definitely. I actually, with my role, I'm not as directly involved with the youth because I manage the building and the office admin stuff. But even, you know, I'll stop and some of my admin work to go out to the center and play games with the students, and they really enjoy that. And it's really important to them. And you can tell because those students will come up and they'll say hi to you in the hallway. They know your name, and it's really important. One of our values is reliability. And so it's really important that we're just kind of there, and you don't have to be doing something, you know, amazing, like running a class or anything like that, but just kind of being there to play a game is still important. Our founder, Adam Shipp, always talks about mentoring in the margins. So even that one thing that you said to them in passing during that game could mean the most to them and be something that they look back on, you know, years and years later.
Mm. All right. Well, that brings us to Cafe Paso, because people can not only hang out there, but, you know, every cup of coffee, every bagel, it goes back into the center to help programs. This center, the cafe reopened, correct?
So it was fully open. But what we did is we did what we called a remix. And so we redecorated and we put new art up on the wall, and we kind of moved some things around just to refresh the space. It's been open for quite a few years now, and we just really wanted to make it more in line with the youth center and let people know that it's connected to the youth center. I think a lot of people were coming in, but they didn't realize the connection with the youth center and how their purchases can help the youth center. So we wanted to bring that to the forefront.
Nice. And the students there, they're getting just hands-on work training, right? Being baristas and...
Yes. So in the past, we've had a barista program where students can learn how to be a barista and get work skills, so they can have that experience to take with them into the work field. And it's really hard to get those kind of hands-on skills for students if you don't have them already. And so that's really helpful. We don't currently have that program, but we would like to restart it. That was part of this kind of push to do this remix and stuff like that, so that we could have the kind of space to do that program again.
BB, what does the cafe mean to the students who hang out there? I would think that they enjoy it as well.
Of course. I've seen many of the students who go in there and just grab a, you know, coffee or any drink. But then we also provide a meal voucher for them, so they get a free sandwich and a chips and a drink, I believe, once a day. So that's another thing that a lot of our students actually use. And I've had many students who just love the idea of going into a like coffee shop and imagining, you know, being in college. Because I once had a student, she was like, I love where I seen the movies where, you know, they go to a coffee shop with their college friend, but I'm not in college. So that's why, you know, I like to just come here as a high school student and just hang out in their coffee shop. So it's really great. I sometimes, you know, take like the English learners, students in there too, and they practice ordering coffee, and, you know, they grab a free coffee, but then also learn how to order their coffee in English. So that's another great thing.
That's awesome. So just by going to Cafe Paso, you're supporting the youth center, but you also have other events, right, coming up this year to fundraise in the future?
Yeah, so we have our summer bash coming up in the summertime. I don't know exactly what date off the top of my head.
It's August 1st, I believe.
There you go. It's August 1st. And that is usually the way that we run that event is it's a resource fair. So last year we had free haircuts. I know that we've looked into trying to get like mobile dental services through there, but it's usually kind of how can we help the youth. So we gave away backpacks full of school supplies last year and different stuff like that. So it's a really fun event. It's open to everybody, so you can bring your families. I mean, the main focus is youth, but we do open it to family members and stuff like that.
And you're hoping to expand, right, across the street?
Yes. So this is a very big thing right now, and we're really excited about it. So the lot across the street from our building has been empty for many, many years. It was it used to be Bank of America, but it hasn't been for, like I said, many years. And what we want to do is we want to expand, increasing our square footage from 15,000 square feet to 40,000 square feet. We're going to have a gym in there, multiple classrooms, a podcast recording studio, and a bunch of different other multi-purpose spaces. And it's all going to be dedicated to youth and youth wellness in Sacramento. It's going to allow us to maybe bring people from other areas to the Sacramento Youth Center, not just the people in Del Paso Heights. So that's really exciting. Unfortunately, we had two plans. We had a plan to renovate the building that was already there or completely demolish it and start anew. Unfortunately, it burned down 2 or 3 months ago. And so the plan is now to just fully renovate it and do a whole new building. And so right now we're fundraising for that. So again, when you make a purchase at Cafe Paso, even though it's like, you know, a little bit for a coffee, it goes to help those plans and help us, you know, build up the youth wellness, you know, situation in Sacramento.
Every little bit counts. Veronica and Bibi, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Veronica Luvisi is the office coordinator at the Sacramento Youth Center, and Bibi Bahari is a former student and now program specialist at the center. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day.